there. The yoga means connecting to know the unknown. Tadviddhi, that it talks about, scriptures talk about tadviddhi. To know that one, we have to connect. To connect, we must be prepared to leave the unwanted. To connect higher, like climbing the ladder, we must be prepared to move away from the lower rungs of the ladder so that we can ascend to the higher end. We are yoga means to able to give up the lower possibilities to move to the higher possibilities, not to get attached to the lower rungs of your life if you want to scale to the greater heights, like climbing a ladder. Arjuna asked the question, yes, it's what you said is so impressive. I want to climb, but what happens if I die on the way? Life, we don't know when we'll die. I'm in the process of climbing up, but what happens? And Shri Krishna says, whatever you started, if I started climbing the ladder halfway through, my life finished. Life finished. Shri Krishna says, in the next life, you won't start from the base rung. You will already starting. You are starting from the wherever you finished. That is why some people, they are born with genius. They need not have to go through A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. They already know that one. They start from wherever they left. So, Arjuna asked the question, Kaschinna bhaya vibhrashta chinna bhavyam nashyati apratishto mahabaho vimodo brahmanaspati. Like a cloud. Looks very promising. A wind has come, cloud has broken. Cloud has broken. Is it not, if I practice my if I die, my all efforts are wasted. I did not accomplish great here nor in the path of yoga. Have I lost both? Have I lost the plot of, is the possibility, danger of losing the plot in life is there? Shri Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, he talks about Partha Neveha Namutra Vinashastyana Vidyate Nahi Kalyana Krit Kaschit Durgatim Trata Gachyati. Never, this is the universal law. Wherever you left, this is the universal law. There is no loss. There is no loss. When you embark on this one, you are in a path of profit. There is no loss. Vinashastya, there is no loss. Whatever you practice, one who wants to climb up the ladder never will come into regret. That is my promise. Shri Krishna says, embark. Not to think it is a wasted, I am too old to start. Shri Krishna says, not too old, whatever is your age, you start. Next life, you will pick up from there and continue. You continue, and this ladder of sadhana in yoga is classified into 8 levels. A ladder with 8 steps. For starting climbing, the foundation should be good. Your ladder should be positioned well. The foundation of your climbing, it is called as Yama and Niyama. When the foundation is not good, if you are trying to climb up, Shri Krishna says, Yoga Brashto na Abhijayate. Yoga Brashta. Yoga Brashta means cannot go up, you will collapse. It's however hard I try, I am not able to go because the foundation is not there. Foundation is called as Yama and Niyama. Yama and Niyama are the foundation. With the, when the foundation is not there, you are sure to fall down. In atomic theory, it talks about in the orbits, electrons are orbiting. Electrons in the outer orbit cannot come find stability if the inner orbits are incomplete. We cannot accomplish in sadhana, find maturity in sadhana, if our inner rungs of sadhanas are incomplete. Inner rungs of sadhana, Patanjali talks about, you start with Yama and Niyama. Yama is talking about how to deal with the outer world. He talks about Yama and Niyama principles are, the Yama says, your life should not be a nuisance for others. Others should not complain of you, lead a life such a way that you are not a nuisance to others. Niyama means lead a life such a way that others cannot be a nuisance for you. You are not a trouble for others, others cannot be trouble for you. Yama and Niyama in the Sri Krishna Bhagavad Gita talks about Yasma no dvijate loko loka no dvijate chayaham. Harsha marsha bhaya udvegaihi muktoya sachame priyaham. He talks about the same concept in Bhagavad Gita. Patanjali says, Yama and Niyama, yes man, no. You are not a trouble to others, nor the trouble to you are get troubled by others. Harsha marsha and balanced in the emotions. Bhaya, there is no fear. Harsha, marsha, udvega, no anxiety. No anxiety. That type of seeker is dear to me. When, to accomplish that one, ambitious to climb the ladder of sadhana, ladder of life. This is not just the Yama and Niyama, not just the foundation for yoga practitioners. It is a foundation for the whole of humanity. Whole of humanity, this is the foundation. If you want to be evolve as a human, develop this, the Yama and Niyama should be part of your life. Irrespective whether you are in the path of yoga or not, the whatever is your background, in the companies, all the corporates, in a way, they try to talk about this one, talk about the principles, but yoga has said this foundation for all of humanity. Patanjali says not to waste your time. Atha yoga anushasanam. Now embark on the path of yoga. You have whiled away time enough. You have whiled away your so many years in your life. Now embark on the path of yoga with discipline. Discipline of Yama and Niyama. Yama and Niyama, bring it. Be serious about your sadhana. Time is ebbing away. Shasana. Shasana means be impose rule onto yourself. However much teacher imposes a rule on you, unless you are disciplined, it won't mature. I don't want any compulsion from outside. Let I be disciplined. However disciplined, if the teacher moves away, my discipline has gone. When the boss is there, I'm so seriously looking busy. When the boss has gone home, I start partying. It says not to bank on outside people to guide, always with a ruler guide you. Anushasanam. Anu means from within. Develop interest from within and seek from within. Anushasanam. Atha yoga anushasanam. Atha is the beginning word in many scriptures. It talks about atha. Now. Now. Now it's the time is now. Forget about the past. Forget whatever has had happened in the past. forget about that one, look at the future. Atha means now, power of now, mindfulness. Mindfulness is another word for Atha. Atha means now, power of now, now on, be disciplined and embark on the journey of yoga. When the yoga manifests, like a flower when it opens up, the petals opens up, fragrance spreads everywhere. When the yoga dawns, the beauty of the personality opens up. It becomes a source of fragrance for the community. Lie down on your back.